How do you finish marble? Do they have a way? And I'm thinking it just probably came out like a rock. Did you have to polish it?
Oh, they do. They have a...
to call a rub bed.
A what kind?
A rub bed, they call it. Uh-huh. It's just a wheel flat on top. Uh-huh. And the gut bars go across up to the hole that marble. It just goes round and round. Uh-huh. And they put sand on that and water. That just turn around and around, that them bars hold this piece of marble. One here, one over here, it's all about it. It just smooth that up just as smooth on the sides.
Uh-huh. And they do polish it too, yeah, then yeah, after that.
They rub it with a sponge or something, they just polish it after that.
Oh, they make all kind of things that marble's made of up there.
I was trying to think of anything besides tombstones and steps that
they
make
marble. Marble for buildings, you know, for houses.
If they had made tombstones, they couldn't be near the marble works to hell. They couldn't get rid of near over marble they could have.
I guess they have to have somebody cut the name. Do you know how they do that?
Yeah, they have marble cutters, they call it.
They used to do that with chisel, but now they've got the paper that holds just the shape of them letters. Uh-huh. And they put that up against the marble. Put an arrow on that, it just blows them letters up.
How does it do it again now?
I don't know that it's done, but they just, that paper puts up there and it's got a little hole cut out to shape that letter.
Right.
It goes, the arrow hit that marble head, it blows that out. Oh, that's what they say. I never ever seen it done. They used to cut that with chisels.
Hammer and chisel, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess it took some, you had to be kind of an artist to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just everybody could do that, cut them letters.
I imagine people that did that made pretty good money, I guess.
Yeah, them letter cutters, they made good money back then.
I imagine, yeah.
That'd be a interesting place to go if you could find
somebody. Yeah, I'd really like to. I had no idea that was... How close is that to Atlanta? Do you
have any? Let's see, it's 40 miles to Canton. Be about 50 miles.
It's right up near Canton?
Because
I know how to get to Canton.
Highway 5.
You just go out the pedal there and hit 5.
Right.
Just stay on 5 to get to T. Uh-huh. Just stay on that highway to get to T.
Well,
that's where they
It'd work. Be a lot yeah, more interesting if you could have somebody that knew about it, you know, to tell you everything.
I was just going to say, do they
when
ever
you get to
T,
you have to turn off your right and go about a mile down in there to where the marble mill is.
And they get the marble for that mill from where, did you say?
They get the marble right there.
Right Tate. There. Oh,
at Tate and Epson.
And they ship them blocks off to other mills. Uh-huh. Them mills at Canton, they got their marble shipped from Tate down there too.
Oh, I see.
They just finished a dip down there.
I had never thought that they... Do you suppose they might conduct tours? Something like that?
Well,
there'd be somebody up there at the mill to show me around?
Yes,
they,
if you could.
They'll let you go through the mill.
Reckon Willabell's ever been up there? Their no sister?
I don't know. I don't know where Lenore went up there with that. If not, he used to go up there and get Marvin Hall in Florida, you know.
I just wondered if Willabell ever been up there. Her.
You see Willabell, ask her if she's ever been up there.
Miss.
Yeah, I will. I was thinking that.
If she knows about it, and if she could go with you up there sometime.
Mm-hmm. She goes up there.
Oh,
a lot,
she yeah, her sister lived up with.
She knows where Tate above and her sister lived on above Tate.
Oh, I see.
And she knows all about up in that area, and I don't know whether she's ever toured the marble mills or not.
Well, when she was telling me about you all, you know, that I could come talk to you, we first planned that if I could get in touch with you, they were all going to go up, Beth and the baby and this me, we're all going to go up to Canton, because that's where we thought that you all were, you know. I didn't realize.
Well, we would have been if we'd been told.
I didn't realize, of course, that you were here in Roswell visiting, but it would have been kind of a trip, I imagine, if you'd have made it to the line.